So let us close our eyes. Remember to keep our pelvis as open as possible. Allow the area of the solar plexus to be more expanded, stretched, so the area can breathe. Allow the chest to open as widely as possible by letting the shoulders fall backwards. Allowing our neck to be wider than usual. And as we take first one deep breath, we are determining to dive into the world of meditation for some time, leaving the world behind. Leaving the world with all its worries, issues, tensions. And now in the state of meditation, plant some intention, declare your intention, motivation, and purpose for this weekend. And now for this meditation, we're going to connect with the essence of flowers. You can even visualize a garden full of many different types of colors of flowers. With a variety of colors, shapes. Level of complexity. Now you are going to use the principle of the flower to allow each and every chakra along the subtle spine to open up and bloom like a flower. This is a very easy and quick way to activate these energy centers. So for each chakra, for each energy center, you will bring up a different flower that your unconscious mind effortlessly selects. So first we will focus our attention on the root chakra down in the area of the perineum. So as you breathe into this foundational center, bring up a flower, whatever comes up that for some reason is the most suitable for this chakra opening. Now visualize this flower in its closed condition, potent condition, deep inside the area of the perineum. And gently inhale and exhale, so that with every exhalation you allow this flower to come out from the depth of the perineum . In this case, facing downwards, facing the earth, to be nourished by it and by the wisdom of nature. So feel how it is slowly opening up until it reaches its full blossoming, opening all its petals. Drawing with it all the internal energies of the root chakra. Now move to the sacral chakra, just a little bit above the sexual organs, in the area of the pubic bone, at the level of the lower abdomen. As you breathe into this chakra, invite a flower to come up in whatever color, shape. visualize it in the depth of the lower abdomen. And feel how with every exhalation, it begins to come up, to come out, so that all the withdrawn energy of the sacral chakra now beautifully, invitedly faces the world. Visualize the flower in full opening. This chakra that connects you with life force and vitality as it blossoms. It can finally do its work. Now move to the solar plexus, the upper belly, breathe into this area at the center of the solar plexus. And bring up a flower that is most suitable . You can visualize the flower right now deep in the earth in a dormant state. And now with each breath, each exhalation, you allow it to slowly blossom. Until it encourages the entire forces of the solar plexus chakra to come out and face the world. This chakra that connects you with willpower and determination. Motivation and energy can now blossom. Now shift your attention to the heart chakra. At the lower center of the chest. The heart chakra indeed tends to be a closed flower. As you breathe into it, visualize the most suitable flower to represent it. And feel how with every exhalation, the chakra comes out as a flower until it fully blossoms with all its petals wide open, facing the world, not hiding the vulnerability, and truthfulness of the heart chakra. Shift your attention to the throat chakra at the lower base of the throat. As you breathe into this lower base of the throat, invite the right flower right now. It is hidden in the depth of the throat, but now with every exhalation you allow it to gradually come out of the earth, encouraging the throat chakra to open up like a flower to face the world. This chakra that allows a free flow between the inner world and the outer world in the form of authentic communication can now blossom. Now shift to the third eye. A little bit above the meeting point between the two eyebrows. Breathe into it. Invite the most suitable flower to represent it. And with every exhalation, allow the third eye in the form of a flower to fully open and blossom, coming out of the depth of the brain to face the world. This chakra that connects you with the deep wisdom and intelligence of the universe is now active. And now to the last chakra at the in the middle of the top of your head. Breathe into this area. Invite the most suitable flower. Let it be potentially as big as possible to represent a wide opening of the crown chakra. And with every exhalation, let it bloom from the center of your head, the gap between the two hemispheres. Until it fully comes out, this time in an upward direction, fully opening to the universe above. Allowing a free flow between infinity and finitude. Between the limited and the unlimited. So now contact the downward facing flower of the root chakra. And the upward facing flower of the crown chakra. And feel the line that connects the two, along which all the other flowers are fully open. And breathe into this line, from the lowest point to the uppermost point. And from the uppermost point to the lowest point. And feel how the entire flower garden of your being is fully awake. With this sense of full flowering, you can slowly and gently come out of the meditation. And gently open your eyes.